You can DM us. We get questions like, hey, where can I send like our little issues? You can send it to us at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just DM us there or benandkellyshow@gmail.com. I got this from Amber.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, dying over here. I have to know if this is a thing. My best friend was telling me how her building inspector came to her house to do a report.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, she got a message from the inspector asking if she wanted a personal one.
Oh.
A personal inspection? Couldn't believe it. And asked her if she was upset, felt violated. She said no, that it was hot, and she hooked up with him.
What?
I asked her how hot he was, and of course, he was, because if he wasn't, she wouldn't have reported him. She would have reported him. This only happens in movies, right? This can't be a thing that happens in real life. I've lived on this planet for 34 years, never once had an indecent proposal. I bet you guys hear stories about this all the time, right? Can you find out from other listeners if this is a thing and I've just been living under a rock? Thanks, and I love all the fun drama on your show.
Wow. Building inspector wanted more than just to inspect the building.
Would you like to be inspected next?
Yeah.
I'm very thorough.
Yes, everything checked out. I just wanted to know, as an added service.
Free of charge.
I would offer to inspect you.
Wow, what a line. It's not like it worked. Like, you got to have a certain amount of moxie to be able to pull off something like that.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, he probably knows he has a certain look about him that is...
He's probably done that before. I'm guessing that's not his first rodeo.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that is risky for him. Like, if that was taken the wrong way, absolutely, he could get reported. That could ruin his business.
Better Business Bureau sort of thing.
Yes, all that.
Wow. So are there any, I guess, handymen or service people who can confirm that this sort of thing happens? Because I'm kind of like Amber. This happens in the movies.
Exactly. This is like a movie scene, and people don't actually do that in real life because there could be real life repercussions.
Right. Yeah. Kate texts in and says, yeah, this screams an adult film plot or trashy book. Right, exactly.
1,000%. Oh, yeah. oh, yeah.
Kelly texted in, he wants to inspect her London Bridge.
Fergie.
Yeah. thank you for that, right. All right, I don't know.
Okey-dokes.
I don't know if you've got a story or you want to just say, yep, I've seen it happen.
Well, apparently now she's seen it happen with a friend. Like, she knows it happens in real life. She just wants to know if it happens often.
I think she just wants to know if it's just her best friend.
Like, this is kind of a one in a million opportunity thing. Okay.
All right. 502-795-1997. Yes, I'm tossing out the phone number because, yes, I'd love to hear stories.
Of course, we thrive on this kind of stuff.
All right, so we'll take your stories on the way next. Oh, it's 99.7 DJX. I love these. So Amber, floored by what her best friend admitted to her, that her building inspector came over to inspect her house, do a report. She got a message afterwards asking if she thought he did a good job, and then a second message asking if she wanted a personal inspection. To
LOL,
which, to which she said, "Why, yes, I do.
Sign me up.
Why, yes,
put
I
me on
do.
The schedule."
Oh my gosh! All right.
Like, does this happen?
Yeah. Which, by the way, we're getting some text messages. I'm gonna leave names out of this just because I don't know who wants their name on the air and who doesn't. But got a message. If it hasn't happened to you yet, then you're probably not a hot handyman. All right.
Okay.
So,
got another text. I'm a garbage man. I have with some of my customers for taking extra trash for free.
Wow.
So
if you need to take that couch and put it out on the front and be like, man, the garbage guys aren't going to take this. Maybe you just put a note.
My appreciation.
You just put a note on the couch and just say, hey, come up to the house and we'll talk about this couch.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this couch. At the curb, the extra trash at the curb. I need to talk about that. We can have a consultation. can we have a garbage consultation?
Another text from a listener. Had it happen with my movers. I didn't follow through, though, because I heard him mention a wife.
Oh, good move.
But
good
if not move. For the wife.
Oh,
dot, dot, like, dot.
All right. You can move me.
You can move me. Help, I need to get moved up to the bedroom. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Another message from a listener. I work in food service. Happens all the time. By customers, vendors. Oh. The amount of times you hear, are you on the menu?
That
would have worked on you.
Yeah,
you're like, oh my. Well, yes, I am. I'm an appetizer snack. So we're talking about the indecent proposals you get from maybe like handymen or on the job, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Got another message. I once had an Amazon driver find me on Facebook, message me after he delivered a package to my house, and I happened to be outside.
Well, then I need to know what's the follow through. Did you say, well, yes?
Right. Right. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Oh, I have heard another text. I've heard of women being very aggressive towards men doing inspections of their apartments to the point lists were made as to who was safe and where to go.
Wait, list like what? Like what
I guess
inspectors?
Like they have kind of blacklists of the, like, this lady's going to be aggressive and come on to you.
So you mean like aggressive, like, hey, how you doing, honey?
Yes, apparently.
Would you like me to inspect you next?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Goodness. I feel like that is the safer move, though, as the customer to make the move. Because, again, I feel like if you are like the contractor and you're making the moves and it is not well received, then they can complain with your employer.
Is there anything we can do to help the bill?
Oh,
Is there anything we can do to maybe get a discount?
Is there any sort of discounts that you offer?
Wow. All right. Well, hey, this is good stuff. Well, thank you. Amber, so yes, it turns out that yes, it does. It does happen. Gosh. We have a couple more.
A CNA for 5 years. I've had so many marriage proposals by men 80 years or older, the same men that would have their wife come and visit them 3 or 4 days a week.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Got a message from a listener. Does Angie's List have a special section or something? Oh, my gosh. Got another that said, hey, in my early 20s, I was an internet and cable TV installer. There were opportunities like this on occasion. I was always flattered, but never accepted the invite because I was usually in a committed relationship. However, a couple of my coworkers benefited from that.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you for staying true to your significant other. I'm sure that temptation was there.
Well, ma'am, I have installed your cable, and I can install something else, too.
Okie dokie. Do you have any other plugs you need me to check out?
That need filled? Jeez. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Those are good. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Amber, yes, it does happen. Congratulations. Yay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.